This is a special Slate Plus episode about the South Carolina Democratic primary and a preview of Super Tuesday. If you want to hear the full episode, subscribe by going to slate.com/GabFestPlus. Hello and welcome to the Slate Political GabFest for March 1st, 2020, a very special South Carolina Super Tuesday episode. I am David Plotz of Atlas Obscura. Joining me from New York by Skype, which may explain why the audio quality on the show is not as high as it is on our usual shows. Joining me on this bright Sunday morning here in Washington, I don't even know what kind of Sunday morning it is in New York, is John Dickerson of CBS's 60 Minutes. Hello, John.
Hello, David. It's bright and clear, but quite cold.
Is that a metaphor? Let's not even talk about a metaphor.
Yeah.
John, let's get started. Last night, Joe Biden got the big win he's been looking for in the Democratic race. He won the South Carolina primary, almost got a majority of all voters, but a huge, huge margin between him and Bernie Sanders, who was in second place with about 20% of the vote. Biden got about 48% of the vote. Tom Steyer finished third, already dropped out. Was this the winning big margin that Joe Biden, who has been saying winning big, is that the winning big margin that he needed?
I think so. I mean, he has obviously had disastrous showings before. By the way, this is the first primary he's ever won in three times of running for the presidency, and it couldn't have come at a better time. I mean, you know, expectations are a funny thing in primaries, and they've, you know, Bill Clinton came in second in 1992 in New Hampshire, and that was considered a big thing. Muskie won, but not by enough, in New Hampshire in 1972, and that was a big thing. I think when you win by this many points, 28 points, that's a lot. And when you have the energy.
Remember, if you want to hear the rest of this episode, please subscribe to Slate Plus by going to slate.com/GabFestPlus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Stahl. I'm Slate's jurisprudence editor. Ordinarily, I edit our courts and legal coverage from the comfort of my home office in Los Angeles, but for the next month and a half, I will be locked in a lower Manhattan courtroom with the rest of the press, a jury of 12 New Yorkers, Justice Juan Merchan, prosecutors, Trump's defense team, and the former president himself as history unfolds. I've temporarily moved myself and my family from Los Angeles to New York to cover this case firsthand, like I have done in other cases, including the Paul Manafort case, the Roger Stone criminal trial, and Donald Trump's first impeachment. I'm hoping that my background knowledge of the many, many criminal travails of our former president can offer something to you, Slate's listener. Over the next several weeks, you'll be hearing from me on Amicus, Slate's legal podcast, and in articles on Slate.com, from the jury selection to the opening arguments to the witness testimony and cross-examination and the prosecution's case and the defense's case, and ultimately to a final verdict. We will be providing you wall-to-wall coverage throughout the entirety of the trial as it unfolds from the courtroom. There's no way I'd be able to do it without the support of Slate Plus. So if you're not already a subscriber, please join today by clicking Try Free at the top of the Amicus show page on Apple Podcasts or visit slate.com/AmicusPlus to get access wherever you listen. Thank you so, so much.